Good morning, you Delhi mob. Happy NAIDOC 2022. Get up, stand up and show up. This is your Delhi program. National Talk Black. Yana with the bully one here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say in Yana up strong, you mob. 1-800-422-416. Like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black. National Talk Black, have your say. Speaking of NAIDOC, we're going to jump straight in and have a Delhi yarn with Nathan Williams, Director of NAIDOC Committee here in Cairns. And like I said, the theme for this year, get up, stand up and show up. And great to be talking with Brother Nath. Good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, good, brother. Brother, how are you?
I'm very good. I'm very good. You must be busy as. And before we start, my brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Nath.
Okay, well, listen, I'm the secretary for the Cairns NAIDOC Committee, but my mob on my mum's side come from Laura. My nana was born up in Battle Camp, and Laura is the Gugiyimata mob, and I want to acknowledge the mob there as well as acknowledge the traditional owners of the land that we are meeting and talking on today with Gimoy country.
Yes.
And then on my father's side, on the Torres Strait side, I'm from Stephen Ongara, and we're from the Targ clan up in the Torres Strait there as well.
Yeah, so beautiful.
That's all my mom. But I'm here living and working here on Gimoy country, so I want to acknowledge and thank the Gimoy Wallawarra Yidinji mob for allowing us to be here on their land to live and work. So yeah, so I'm very privileged and happy to be here. But yeah, I'll tell you what, brother, we're here for another big week of NAIDOC.
Exactly.
You know, it may be day two, but I tell you what, I'm ready for sleep.
Shut up. Behave yourself.
as you know, NAIDOC week is celebrated between Sunday to Sunday. So it started yesterday. We actually have so many events each year that we actually have to start early. So we had our elders' luncheon there on
Saturday. How'd that go, brother?
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. Good. Of course, the elders always have a great time, and they really enjoyed coming together and celebrating. And it's also for us to acknowledge the work that they did.
Exactly.
You know, leading up to, like, you know, the theme for this year for NAIDOC is so important because of the work that they did.
Mm.
You know, they stood up.
Exactly.
They showed up, and they did the work. You know, prior to us, getting old and hairy.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
And now it's just up to us as the next generation and generation.
The baton's been passed over.
To carry on the work that they did, you know, because they showed up and stood up and did the work.
And where was the luncheon held, my brother?
So it was actually held at the dance hall, which old generation like us, we grew up, we always to go to the Railway Institute Hall back in the day.
Yes.
Where Cairns Central is now situated.
That's right. A lot of parties there.
Celebrations.
That's it exactly.
So when Cairns Central was built, they moved that over to. Over to the McGregor Street over there, over and under, and so a lot of elders, you know, probably brought memories back to them, you know, going back in that old hall.
We had
the celebrations there, and we had a really good day, and all the elders got together and caught up with each other, and they had entertainment from young Torres Webb.
Yes,
you know, Brother Torres. Yeah, he did a fantastic job to entertain the elders. And they had a really good time. Good feed, you know, of course, always.
Always good, good koi koi.
I'm going to eat, you know. And if I lose weight from running around all this week, I'll probably gain it back from all the food I'm eating as well. So.
Living on the red arrow next week.
That's it, exactly.
Brother, regarding the programs for this year, where can people find the programs for NAIDOC in Cairns?
All right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to drop some over to you guys. So
good.
If people want to get some, they can get some from you guys at BBM.
Yeah, so we can plug it out there, let the people know.
Yeah, and contact. They can also contact us via email at cairnsnaidoc@gmail.com. And we can certainly send a electronic copy as well as some hard copies as well. We're going to try and drop them around different places. Places like Billy's Coffee there on Sheridan Street.
Yes.
If people want to get a coffee, they can go and get a program there. Otherwise, contact us and we'll certainly make them available to those who need a copy of the program.
Yeah, to Delhi, brother. Yeah, so, now, we at Bumbabrip Media, we've always had a beautiful relationship with you guys, Kaif, and Auspice, and your funding, what have you. You guys have moved over to Didge. So tell us about that space and the guys over at Didge. Give them a plug, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, before I do that, I want to, of course, thank you guys, BBM, as being our previous auspicious body, and the great work that you know we have in partnership. And we're still partnering together.
Of course,
well,
we are.
You know, in the future. But yeah, thank you very much for being our support and our auspicious body as well. But
yes.
Yeah, like you said, we're now going over with DIDGE, which is Deadly Inspiring Youth Doing Good.
Mm.
You know, the young Marissa Nona, who's the CEO or the Chief of Good, as she always. To call herself, and also Samara Jose, who is the chairperson, and they actually contacted us and said, look, you know, DIDGE wants to, you know, be the next generation to take on, doing NAIDOC, and we thought, you know, that is such a great way of doing it.
Yeah,
and,
well, we're just talking about handing over, yes.
Exactly. So, you know, I mean, I've got to retire soon. So, you know,
yeah, that's right.
I've got too many grays, you know. Sorry,
exactly.
But you haven't got hair, but I still got hair, but I still got grey. I've got grays now.
Your beautiful team, Deadly team, been committee members for a long time, eh?
On that role now and carry on our legacy, hopefully. We're leaving a good legacy for them to carry on and organise events for NAIDOC Week. So, and they've come on board as our auspicious body, but they'll also then take on the leadership role in the next couple of years. So we are doing a succession plan with DIDGE, and so look out for them on all the sort of promotional stuff in the future, organising events. So, speaking of events, you know, we've had our NAIDOC breakfast this morning, which went really, really well.
And where was that being held?
For one of our speakers, young Samara Jose, got up and spoke, and we also had Marawa Johnson from the group that's protesting against Adani. So they have a family council that they did, and she spoke about the struggle and the fight they had to do to stop the mining on their traditional lands, and we also had Daniel Billy from Torres Strait 8.
Yes.
He's one of the eight people who are fighting against climate change for the Torres Strait.
Yeah.
His island, Werribee and Boibu and all that, they're all, they're suffering because, you know, the rising sea levels and climate change is affecting their homeland. So they'll lose their homelands if nothing is done right now to ensure their climate change.
Well, they're building sea walls, but they need to do more than that, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. You need more than just seawalls, because seawalls can't, you know, water is such a, you know, it's an important commodity in our life, but it's also very dangerous too. So they'll lose their lands, they'll lose their islands, their homes, if we don't get up, stand
Act
up
on
and,
it.
And show
exactly.
up.
Get up, exactly. Stand up, show up, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, so very powerful speaker there this morning. But, you know, this week is such a huge week, as I said, so I don't know if we've got enough time, but...
Yeah, no, so tell us what's happening for the rest of the week for NAIDOC, brother.
Okay, so tomorrow night we've got DIDGE putting on an event called Good Vibes, I can't think of exactly where it's held right now. I said Nitinguani. Nitinguani is going to be the event tomorrow night. That's events for the young people to get up and show up and stand up there.
What time does that kick off, a free entry?
About 6. I'm actually missing a program in front of me right now, so I'm doing everything off by memory. So hopefully, it's gonna do me good trying to remember everything. But I think it's in the afternoon or evening. I'll just see if I can try and sneak over here to find a program. But if I'm lucky enough, lucky enough. Okay. So
have you got a web page as such, or?
Not a web page, but if you jump on our Cairns NAIDOC Facebook page, there's a lot of information
on there. Cairns NAIDOC Facebook page, yep.
Yeah, all the flyers and all the information is there on our Facebook page. But look, the one I really want to push, of course, is our Friday event, which is our big day. We have our march. So if everyone gets down to Munro Martin Parklands at 8:30, 9 o'clock to muster on the corner of Florence and Grafton Street, it's always our big day where we march from kicking off at 9:30, marching down to Fogarty Park to our big event, which is proudly sponsored by our United Workers Union, who's going to sponsor us on the day. And so we've got over 84, 85 stalls, marquees down at the park. So it's another huge one. Everything's been a big sellout. Even our trivia night, which is on Wednesday night, is a sellout. So unfortunately, people have missed listening now and want to be a part of it. Unfortunately, we've sold out. But but make sure that people get in early next year to book a table. But our big day is on Friday. We're going to have some great speakers down at the park. Great entertainment as always. And you guys will be down there helping to broadcast
yes, today's event. Yes, of course, yep.
As well. So we'll certainly catch up again then. We like I said, we've got some great speakers, and one of the speakers I have speaking at our official opening and flag raising is Bernard Namak Jr.
Good, yes. Of course, his father, designed the flag, Torres Strait Island flag, exactly, with his in spirit.
It's a 30-year anniversary, yes, of the design. So we're so privileged to have him come, and he's going to talk on stage as well as raise the flag to honour his father and as a tribute on the day. So get along, come down and meet him and have a yarn with him, and you get some inspirational stories around how the Torres Strait Islander flag was designed 30 years ago.
Yes.
So that'll be great. So, and of course, the mayor will be opening it up, officially opening the celebrations on the day. And we're just going to enjoy the day and probably finish around 5-6 in the afternoon. So, get down there, and enjoy the day and get to it. If you can, get to all our events and, really be a part of the community. You know, get up, stand up and show up.
Yeah, to Deadly Brothers, my brother. So listen to all our Deadly listeners out there. You can go to the Cairns NAIDOC Facebook page, find the program there, and communications out. So that's really good, my brother. Big shout out to your Deadly team. Thanks for the yarn, Bulla. And we'll be yarning throughout the week, and we'll see you at all the different venues, yes.
Absolutely. All right, brother.
Take care, bro. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, there it is, Nathan Williams. He's director or his secretary for NAIDOC committee, and celebrating 2022. Kicked off NAIDOC on Saturday with the elders' luncheon over at the Darts Hall. And big shout out to all our beautiful elders, and hope you had a good luncheon, and continue celebrating with us throughout the week. You mob, give us a call. Have your saying yarn up strong here, National Talk Black. Tell us what's happening in your neck of the woods regarding celebration of NAIDOC. Get up, stand up, show up. That's the theme for this year, 2022, and a very powerful theme in that sense. So add to the conversation, mob. Otherwise, text a brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Yarn with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, a one-hour program coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service, and here at BBM 98.7 FM. To Deadly. Let me be there. Yeah, welcome back to your daily program. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First National Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumber Brip Media, 90.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the NERS National Radio Service. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. And we're going across the nation thanks to NERS, your mob. We're going to catch up a yarn now with our National Community Engagement lead on the campaign. That's Kenny Bedford on the line and talking NAIDOC. Good morning, Kenny. How are you, brother?
Good morning, my brother. Happy NAIDOC week to you.
Yes.
My respect to you and all the listeners out there. I'm coming to you from Meandrin, Brisbane.
Okay, bro.
Good to be here.
Good, brother. Good morning. And before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, Kenny Bedford?
Yeah, I'm from Erebus, Darnley Island, Torres Strait. I work in base, usually out of Cairns there with the Gimoy Nation.
Yes.
But coming to you from Meandrin today.
All right, too deadly, brother. So, NAIDOC, we get up, stand up, show up, and look, it's kicked off on Saturday, a celebration for the week, and look, a powerful tool in educating people of the world about our existence, but also about our culture, and also let them know that we're still here, my brother.
That's right. It's a celebration of our survival, and it was fantastic to be in Brisbane over the week. Not Brisbane, I'm sorry. I'm coming from Melbourne, from Naam, where we celebrated our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander excellence and achievement through the National NAIDOC Week Awards. It was a fantastic night, and it's the best way to kick off.
Yeah, fantastic, brother.
Our National NAIDOC Week events and celebrations right across the country.
Yeah, fantastic, brother. So, are you on your way back up to Cairns, or what's happening?
Look, it's a bit like I'm not sure where I'm going. I might be going to Sydney from here, but I would usually be there. And I want to give a shout-out to the National NAIDOC Committee and those deadly inspiring youth at Ditch.
Yes.
And acknowledge the work, of course, of BBM over the years. And
thank you,
another great lineup this week. I know the usual activities are there. And I'd usually be at the breakfast this morning, but,
yes.
Yeah, I'm out of town this week. I'm not sure when I'll be home, but I'm hoping to get there for the march and Family Day, which is a real highlight in Cairns, and want to encourage particularly our mobs there and right around the country to know what's happening in the community and be a part of it, because we've got to get up, stand up, show up.
Exactly, brother. And let's talk about the hat you wear regarding National Community Engagement lead on the campaign. How are we travelling in that space, brother?
We're going very well. Linda Burney, again, at the National Awards, reiterated the commitment of the Australian government to the Uluru Statement from the Heart, including a voice to Parliament, and that momentum has grown since that announcement, and it falls very nicely in line with the theme of Get Up, Stand Up, Show Up.
Yes.
It looks very likely like we're going to have a referendum by the end of next year, and that's going to take all of us, not just leaders, but all of us in our communities,
yes,
to share the responsibility, understand what's going on, talk about, you know, what this means for us, this advisory voice to Parliament, and to educate and raise awareness right across the community with non-Indigenous people as well, because we need their support. We've got their support. We've got to bring some others across with us, because we need that majority of voters in a majority of state to have a successful referendum. So let's all get up, stand up, show up, and be part of the movement. Do the unfinished business of our forebears, and get that recognition that we deserve, but make sure it's meaningful with a voice to Parliament.
Exactly, brother. 60,000 years, and we're not going nowhere, brother. We're here for another 60,000 more. And look, it's about bringing, it's not dividing the country, but it's about acknowledging the First Nation people, but together, you know what I mean? If we are truly Australians, let's all be one, but acknowledge the past so we can move forward, is what you're saying.
That's it.
Yeah, deadly, brother.
So, heed that theme, do your bit, and most importantly, get behind the events happening around your community this week, to all the listeners out there, and let's be black, proud and loud. So that people know that we're still here, we're dynamic and surviving, living cultures in this beautiful country of ours.
Beautiful. Thank you for the yarn, my brother. Happy NAIDOC. You travel safe, and we'll yarn soon, brother.
Happy NAIDOC, all. That's all.
Oh, yeah, well. Two Daily Beautiful Yarn there, Kenny Bedford, and with the Uluru Statement, National Community Engagement Lead on the campaign, down in Melbourne, heading back, and now in Brisbane, and operating in that space. But he's sending a big shout-out to everybody across the country. Happy NAIDOC, you mob. Like I said, give us a call. Tell us how you celebrate NAIDOC this week. Get up, stand up, show up. That's the theme. Be strong, you mob, and add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
People, my people.
Yeah, Daily Track there, my people, Chris Phillips, and very good morning, my people. I hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarnum with the bully one here, Trevor Tim Trinity, Trev Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. On your dingy country, that's BBM, Bummer Brip Media, 19.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brothers, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Let's look at the top stories in the news this day. Today, 71 areas evacuated as ship nearly runs aground off Sydney. The news, a war-crying Prime Minister disturbed by what he sees on visit to Ukraine. A war crime is what the Prime Minister is doing over there, over in Ukraine. Grave situation, Virgil for jockey after horror race fall. The lottery lawyer won their trust, then lost their mega millions. Whoa. Inside an elite Melbourne's men's club, decision to keep women out. Major selection calls made as Billy and Freddie lock in teams for Origin decider. Other news, a gory image as two killed in shark attacks. Sad Ash Barty detailed as Wimbledon celebrates a former champions. Cancer has infected the party. Senior Liberals speak out as bitter blame game intensifies. Regional towns are at risk of being wiped out by the move to net zero. Here's the best chance for survival. We'll talk about that space as well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. That heads up the news for today. We are celebrating NAIDOC for the week. You mob, too deadly. Get up, stand up, show up. That's the theme for this year. So happy NAIDOC, and give us a call and tell us what's happening in your neck of the woods regarding your celebration, how your mob doing, how your organization doing it, and represent a fantastic vehicle, a tool that we use in regarding celebration, but also education. There it is. Have you seen Yana Strong? 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Macaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
You've got your mother and your brother, every other undercover telling you what to say. You think I'm stupid, but the truth is that it's Cupid, baby, loving you. Your hands off my trigger. Oh yeah, you need to know this.
Yo, man, do you really wanna jam all night, man?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jam all night.
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 Do you really want to jam with me?
Do you really want to? Do you really wanna jam?
Yeah, happy NAIDOC Zenith. That's Jam All Night here on your daily program, National Talk Black, Karanda Mob, Japakai 2, Deadly You Mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yana up strong, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. A one-hour program come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National News Radio Service. Get up, stand up, show up. That's the theme for NAIDOC. Happy NAIDOC, you mob, across this deadly country of ours. And looking at the national gong for Islander. This is in the Courier Mail. A lovely shot here of young Elijah Manis with his award, Torres Strait Social Justice Campaigner. A young Torres Strait Islander has been named Youth of the Year at the star-studded 2022 NAIDOC Week Awards celebration evening in Naarm, Melbourne. Hailing from the islands of Massick and Purumpa, in the Torres Strait, Elijah Manis is a young islander who is passionate about social justice issues and the effects of climate change in the Torres Straits. the social justice advocates dream to ensure that elders can rest in peace on their island home without fear of it being swallowed by the ocean. He also wants to ensure that in another 10,000 years, his people can still practice their culture, dance, tradition and language on the shores of the islands where they were originally established. Mr. Munn has received his award in front of a crowd of 1,400 guests at the Glitzy Awards show on Saturday night. He acknowledged a number of people in his acceptance speech, including his family who were watching him at home in the Torres Strait. National NAIDOC Committee co-chair Shannon Dodson said the awards showcase and celebrated some of Australia's finest First Nation achievers, trailblazers and leaders. And this year's NAIDOC's theme is Get Up, Stand Up, Show Up, a representative of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, continuing fight for change and the desire to keep the momentum going. Mr. Manners said it took one Torres Strait Islander man, Eddie Marber, to lead the change for Australia by overturning Terra Nullius and the world, and he would get up, stand up and show up to save the islands. NAIDOC Week celebrations run from July 3 to July 10. So two Ellie, congratulations there, Elijah, and representing your mob, and do what you do, not for any awards, but to be recognised and receive award. That means you're on good foundation, my brother. Two deadly congratulations. Looking at celebrations in Brisbane, I got the theme here for the full list of events with the Brisbane City Council. The website, brisbane.qld.gov.au. You can check out the program for the week. NAIDOC will officially launch at 11 a.m, which is happening now in Nala Civic Centre before events kick off across the rest of the city. Tuesday, there in Brisbane, NAIDOC's Story Time event will be held at Carindale Library on Tuesday, and Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander crafts and games will get underway at the Mount Cook the Botanical Gardens, scheduled again on Thursday. Wednesday, NAIDOC Family Fun Run will take over the CJ Greenfield Complex Park in Richlands. On Friday, Magunji NAIDOC Celebrations gets underway at Musgrave Park in South Brisbane. Saturday, first five forever Jajam sessions are scheduled at the Corinda Sandgate and Kenmore Libraries. And the Peninsula Limits event is the NAIDOC Ball at Brisbane City Hall on Saturday night. On Sunday, Indigenous cooking classes at Ben Lee and Boondall, and NAIDOC Week screening of In My Blood at Kenmore Library on Sunday night. So that's the program for Brisbane. And like I said, happy NAIDOC, you mobs, and wherever you're celebrating, yeah, give us a call, let us know what you're doing. Too Deadly. Have your say, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
All right, you deadly mob. Now, First Nation communities leaders have serious concerns that lifting restrictions on alcohol in the Northern Territory without consultation with the affected communities will have disastrous consequences in the Territory. And also we're finding that the legal professionals are concerned about what could happen when alcohol restrictions are eased in First Nation communities as well. To talk about this space, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Elizabeth Spencer, CDU Professor of Law, Professor, and talk about this space. On the line, Elizabeth, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
And I'm well. I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Elizabeth?
I'm based in Darwin now.
Okay.
Up until a few months ago, I was based in Townsville.
Okay, right, fantastic. Now, we're talking about this space on 16 July, legislation on the restriction of alcohol in 344 areas where First Nation people live will expire in the Northern Territory. Now, a lot of legal professionals are concerned, as well as First Nation community leaders have serious concerns.
That's true. So, you know, Northern Territory has the highest levels of alcohol consumption and harm in Australia. It isn't just Indigenous people, by the way. It's
sure.
It's across the board. And so there's a complex sort of interplay of different types of rules and regulations and restrictions. There are general restricted areas that have been in place since 1979.
Mm.
and then there are alcohol protected areas. They came into effect with the intervention, which, as you know, wasn't popular from a variety of perspectives. But then we switched over in 2012 to the Strong Futures legislation, and that continued these alcohol protected areas in roughly 350 town camps, remote communities, and homelands. That those APAs, those alcohol protected areas, restrictions just lift as of midnight, 16 July. And until 22nd of May, nothing at all had been done. The Commonwealth government had done done nothing. And the Northern Territory government had not consulted with communities very much, or virtually not at all, and hadn't legislated anything. So then in late May, they passed some legislation which allows these APAs, these communities, to opt back in for another 2 years. But there's a process with that, and the concern is that they're not aware, that they're not going to go through the process, that the process is going to not, they're not going to be able to achieve consensus. It only happened in May, and they've got to get this done by mid-July. Well, they can do it after mid-July, but the bans will lift in mid-July.
So it seems like there's no communication with the communities as such, the constituents in the communities, as well as the mayors. I mean, it's like they're not at the table.
It doesn't seem that way. And there are many Indigenous community groups and leaders who are calling for the bans to stay, and at the very minimum, for increased consultation. So, the Australian Human Rights Commissioner, June Oscar, has talked about her experiences and the importance of bans. The Central Australian Aboriginal Congress has come out against it, against the blanket lifting of the bans. Aboriginal Medical Services Alliance, Northern Territory.
Well, alcohol is not part of our culture, it's an evil liquid.
I think it's something that Australians as a nation need to think about. And certainly the Northern Territory, with the usage up here is 50% higher than anywhere in Australia, and the emergency department presentations 5 to 6 times higher than the nearest one in Australia.
And look, it's not a trophy Northern Territory wants. I'd guarantee that.
Sorry?
It's not a trophy that Northern Territory wants to be the highest alcohol territory.
It's absolutely not something to be proud of.
Exactly.
And it's something that we all own, and we all need to roll up our sleeves and talk to each other about. And so pretending this is somebody else's issue, pretending that you can pass a quick piece of legislation and everything's going to be okay. And the Northern Territory government, I mean, it's not easy.
No, it's not. Elizabeth, has the horse already bolted? You're saying on 16 July, legislation on the restriction of alcohol in 344 areas where First Nation people live in the, it's going to expire. So the decision has been made.
The decision has been made, but, it's never too late. We've got to start where we are, right?
Yeah.
So where we are now is that's what's happening. Mm. But now's the time. I mean, you can't go back. So now's the time to get together and say, you know what? This is everybody's problem. Yeah. Let's have real consultation. These are the first Australians whose communities it's affecting immediately, but it's everyone. All of us.
Exactly. Black and white, yes.
So there are lots of ways you can do consultation, and there are many approaches to dealing with alcohol. You can deal with the supply, which is generally the focus. You can deal with the demand. What are the stories around alcohol?
Exactly.
And maybe this is something that we can start to teach each other. And then there's, just basically the harm mitigation, at the individual and at the community level. So it's vulnerable people, vulnerable communities who are most at risk.
Yeah, and the harm that's caused, we're talking domestic violence, we're talking abuse, we're talking unemployment, damage to the communities and properties. And like I said, it's not a good tool, is it?
People's lives are at stake.
Exactly.
And for us to, it's such a complex issue around alcohol. Because there's so many ways in which our Australian culture is focused on alcohol as a positive, and then we say, well, we have to deal with it and all the problems that come with it. How do we combine those two?
Yeah, exactly. Look, a very important conversation. Thank you very much for sharing. And we're having a yarn here on National Talk Black, a national program. Governments and mob are listening, so it's good to have that conversation. Elizabeth, I thank you very much. All the best to your team, your family. Stay safe. We'll yarn soon.
All the best to you. Thanks for having us.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. That's Elizabeth Spencer, CDU Professor of Law Professor. Many advocates and legal professionals are concerned about what could happen when alcohol restrictions are eased in First Nation communities. And also the First Nation community leaders have serious concerns as well. That's lifting restrictions on alcohol in Northern Territory without consultation with the affected communities will have disastrous consequences in the Territory. Have your say and yarn up strong in your mob. Got about 7 minutes left in the program. Yarning up here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Happy NAIDOC. Get up, stand up, show up. Yeah, welcome back, National Talk Black. We've got Selwyn on the line. Good morning, my brother.
My brother is Robin Williams, the comedian.
Yes.
Listeners can download his meme, or mini, or whatever you call it, brother.
Mm-hmm.
It says, parks should be like NASCAR drivers. They should wear their sponsors on their coat or wherever they to show who owns them. Brother, political donation, the alcohol industry did to both parties, two major parties,
yes.
And they can't lose, brother, because they own the politician, and then they're going to go against... You know,
it's like, all a money-making machine, isn't it?
Yeah, brother. Then they're going to... You know, Big Lou, they got this all the stuff out of that. Big Lou, at the same time, they allowed mining or gas, the dollar for that. They allowed... to stop the restriction on alcohol in the community, brother. Thank you very much, brother.
Yeah, thank you, my brother. That's someone there, regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Farmers on program, your mob. Let's go to Four Strong Winds. Tonky Logan, happy NAIDOC, your mob. Get up, stand up, show up.
Some friend that I could go to waking for. If you ever
calling out to my people across this land, for the red, black, and yellow, to the Torres Strait.
Yeah, Two Dead End, Natasha Aldridge. Big morning to you, my sister. And that's featuring Phil W. Always was, always will be. It is NAIDOC, you mob. Happy NAIDOC 2022. Get up, stand up and show up. Be strong, celebrate, educate. That's what it's all about. It's time for Trendy Trev to sign off. You mob back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. News coming up very soon. Two Deadly.